Gabriel by your side on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
What are your opinions about relationships in midlife? Whether you're married, divorced, single or widowed, the importance of long-term relationships is a hot topic, but one that perhaps all too often these days isn't talked about enough. We're busy people, with busy lives, and let's face it, sometimes the idea of the dating scene can be a daunting, intimidating or even a shallow place. Gabriel by Your Side is all about relationship coaching, and with an upcoming event in Harrogate on the 8th of March, we wanted to find out more about how it could help people. Steve from Gabriel by Your Side explains a bit more.
I work as a relationship coach. I'm a trained, qualified coach, and I've worked in business, really helping people get from where they are to where they want to be. The work I do as Gabriel is about helping people deal with the challenges of relationships, particularly in midlife. So I'm talking particularly about people who've been through some of the challenges that many people will recognise listening to this today. That is, perhaps they've been through divorces, perhaps they've been widowed, perhaps they've never been in a long-term relationship and are asking the question, will they ever be in a long-term relationship? So I help people deal with those challenges and get from where they are to where they want to be.
So if someone described you as a dating agency, would that be wrong or would that be right?
That would be wrong.
Okay.
A lot of the work I do with individuals is helping them deal with aspects of finding partners, forming relationships. So dating could be part of that. But really, I'm not a dating service. I'm not going to try and find people for the people I work with. I'm there to really to help guide them through the minefield that's out there. I mean, when I was growing up, dating, I don't think, was a thing, really. Dating has become a thing because there's a dating industry out there. And the dating industry, and I'm going to be a little bit controversial now, the dating industry, to some extent, actually doesn't have an interest in people succeeding because it wants people to keep looking and keep going through endless menus of potential partners and never really being satisfied with what they find. A lot of the work I do is trying to get people away from working online and be human beings again. So I'm anything but a dating agency.
The following story is a real story told by a real person about their life and their association with Gabriel by Your Side. It is, however, today being told by an actor to protect privacy.
Okay, so a background to me, I would say that I'm a very strong, independent woman. I rose to the top of my chosen career and I now run my own very successful business. In terms of relationships, I was married for 20 years to a much more passive guy, and I certainly grew at a much faster rate than he did. I stayed with my husband, I suppose, out of a misguided sense of loyalty, and it was eventually that I realised that actually I owed it to myself to be with somebody who was on my team, so who actually worked with me rather than against me. So on the back of that, I decided, kind of, was I ready to date straight away? And I wasn't really. So I actually took a year to learn to love myself again. And then I was kind of ready to move forward and dip my toe into the online dating world. What I would say about that is when I was ready to do that and I started dating again, I did feel that the timing was right. So it was actually quite an enjoyable experience, even though I knew that I wasn't ready to find a life partner yet or anything like that. So then I started working with Steve, which for me was a fantastic experience because it allowed me to go through my thoughts, check my thinking, explore kind of what was going on in my head. And then it meant that I was able to conclude that what I needed to do was to go out there, be really open-minded, just see who was out there and sort of see what would come of that. I recognised that I definitely didn't want a carbon copy of my husband, so that was quite an eye-opener.
That's just one of many stories from somebody who's been helped by Gabriel by Your Side. I asked Steve why he thinks being in a good relationship is important.
A lot of the work that's been done on well-being shows that one of the largest correlations between well-being and happiness and lifelong success, if you like, is the nature of the relationships we have. That's not just the relationship, relationships in general, but our primary relationship is really, really important in terms of how we live our lives, how happy we are, how long our lives even are.
And who are those people? Who is the people that are coming to you most?
Well, part of my question, the answer to that could be virtually anybody, but I would say they're typically people in the middle of their life, so probably 40 pluses, men or women. And I work equally with as many men as I do women, and a lot of people think, well, men perhaps don't open up as much as women. I don't agree with that. The men I work with open up just as much as the women that I work with. They may have been through some of the obvious challenges in terms of relationships. They've been through a divorce, maybe more than one divorce, like myself. They may have been widowed, like myself as well. I've experienced that. And getting back into forming relationships is a challenge. I've got a couple of clients I'm working with at the moment, for example. The world has changed completely in the time since they were last, I'm going to use that awful word again, dating.
You have an event coming up. It's happening at the Hotel Divan in Harrogate on the 8th of March. It's a Thursday. It's in the evening. What is that? And if people are sort of thinking, do you know, I'm in that situation, maybe they've been widowed, been divorced, maybe never been in a long-term relationship and feel like there's something missing, what could this event do for them?
Okay. So what it will do is firstly show them, if they don't already know it, that they're not on their own. There are plenty of people in the same situation or variants of those situations. Because one of the things about relationships nowadays, compared, I think, to just 15, 20 years ago and talking about long-term, living together or married, heterosexual relationships, now relationships are far more diverse and varied. And I'm going to show them that actually it is perfectly normal. Relationships can be anything they want it to be. And there are other people out there that want the same. So that's one thing. We'll give them some tips and advice. They'll hear and see some stories of some of the other people that I've worked with. So they'll recognise how I've worked with those other people. There'll be a glass of wine. There'll be some nibbles. And I've got a stylist I'm working with, a lady called Elaine Gill from House of Colour. And she'll be there giving some styling tips, because we think it's important that people look at the whole person when they're going out dating or meeting people for relationships.
Makes you feel good too, doesn't it?
Exactly. So it's a fun evening, and they'll learn a little bit as well.
It's not, I would guess, it could feel intimidating, the idea of going somewhere like that, particularly if it's not something you're used to opening up about or used to even thinking about. What would you say to the people that maybe are feeling intimidated by the idea of that?
Yeah, I get that completely. And that's why we're encouraging everybody to come along with a friend. There isn't any pressure. Come along. The more people are there, the more people will realise that they're not on their own. And the more I can show how we can help people. So I've just encouraged people to take the plunge.
So people who want to go along then and take your friend or take two... The place where people can find more information is gabrielbyyourside.com. Lovely smart website, by the way, I do have to say. I've been on there before. Tickets aren't too expensive either. They're only £15, and that includes some nibbles and a glass of wine. I shall be there as well, so I look forward to seeing you. Hotel Divan, 7:30 on the 8th of March. Steve from Gabriel By Your Side, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gabriel By Your Side on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.